Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Please tell me again how Joe Biden isn't intentionally trying to screw up the country. It is so obvious, folks. This is not a mistake. They have a 12-step plan to destroy America, and they're on step 11.67. Here, U.S. economy shrank in the first quarter. Do you realize the effort it takes coming out of a global lockdown where demand and demand for products is pent up, right? You had people locked down during the COVID pandemic, couldn't go to the movies, couldn't go to restaurants, right? The explosion in spending and productivity that should have happened as people went back to work. Do you have any idea how incompetent, what a dipwad, what a loser, and how much you have to hate this country to come up with negative GDP growth in the first quarter? Negative. For the liberals listening, that means less than zero. So the last quarter, when the full damage from Joe Biden hadn't really set in yet, the economy grew at 6.9%. Now, because Joe Biden's policies are now starting to calcify, his anti-energy policies, his inflation policies, his anti-business policies, the threat of his tax cuts, all of a sudden we warned him things are going to slow down. Even conservative economists who knew Biden was going to destroy the economy said, all right, he's not going to slow it down that much. They estimate, and you can see it in the Wall Street Journal article I had up on the screen if you want to go to the website and read it. Even negative, pessimistic economist Joe said, all right, the economy will slow down. It'll go from 6.9 in the last quarter growth to maybe 1% growth. That's a big drop, Joe. That's a huge drop.
Yeah.
Maybe to 1%. That's not what happened. It was even worse than that. It was negative 1.4%. You have to be so incredibly malicious to do what this guy's doing. This is not an accident. It's happening on purpose. And again, you thought it couldn't get any worse? Again, here's Biden. Here's my brewski. Why don't you hold on to that? I've got more damage I want to do. So not only is he destroying our economy, destroying the value of your wallet through inflation, destroying the country through open borders, destroying the country's reputation overseas, foreign leaders won't even take his call, destroying the business and energy environment through his ridiculous proposals for tax hikes during what appears to be us walking into a recession right now. Not only is he doing that now, so you can't speak the truth, he's starting a ministry of truth called the Disinformation Governance Board. This is not a joke. I wish it were. Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Big time.
I always look over to see if Key pops right to attention. There it is. Folks, we are now full Soviet. This is not a Babylon Bee story. Believe me, I wish it were. Post-millennial Biden's new disinformation head has a history of spreading disinformation herself. So there's going to be a disinformation governance board now, which is going to be a DHS, which is a Homeland Security, law enforcement power oriented body that is going to be looking for information they don't like.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Now, I've been involved in politics a long time. I've seen these people behind the scenes. Nothing they do is by accident. I worked in two White Houses. Republicans do it too. Everything is deliberate. So they knew this thing is going to go over like cinder blocks in water tied to your ankles, right? They understand that there is going to be massive spitback to a ministry of truth coming out of the government. They know it because it's probably unconstitutional. It's unquestionably immoral and unethical and unquestionably totalitarian. So, Joe, I'm going to ask you, this is not a trick question.
Okay.
Whenever the Democrats need to push an issue, what's their go-to every time? Tom Maher was great for this. God rest
that
his soul.
Would be
what is
racism?
Yes. 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 Thank you. Racism. Of course, they have to feed a question to a female minority congresswoman who's sure to ask the question. Listen to the way this is set up. She asks Mayorkas in what's a bunt, A bunt question. Remember my big fat Greek wedding? A bunt. This is an actual bunt, not a cake. Sets him up perfectly with, hey, disinformation is racist, right? It targets Hispanics and blacks. What are we doing about this? You think this is by accident? Here, watch the answer. And DHS Secretary, failed human being, Mayorkas, the worst cabinet member we've seen in a long time. Listen to his answer. Check this out.
Disinformation is being heavily targeted at Spanish-speaking voters, sparking and fueling conspiracy theories. DHS and its components play a big role in addressing mis- and disinformation in Spanish and other languages. Can you share what steps you've taken and what future plans you have to address Spanish language mis- and disinformation through department-wide approach?
Congresswoman, we have a number of different offices engaged in this critical effort. Of course, our Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency has an entire effort focused on election security,
right,
as part of its mission set. Our Office of Policy, Office of Planning, Policy and Strategy, is a leading effort. Our Undersecretary for Policy, Rob Silvers, is co-chair with our Principal Deputy General Counsel, Jennifer Daskal, in leading a just recently constituted misinformation, disinformation governance board. So we're bringing, the goal is to bring the resources of the department together to address this threat.
Some takeaways from this. Notice how the question was set up by the female congresswoman. Notice how it was set up.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of disinformation on Hispanic language radio. Why do you think that's happening? Well, let me give you the backstory here. The Democrats are losing Florida as a swing state, one of the key swing states. They likely can't win a presidential election again if Florida is no longer a swing state. They know that. They're losing the southern port of the border in Texas as well, Texas with Mexico, right? They're losing Hispanic communities there as well. If Texas, where they anticipated flipping at some point, stays not only red but blood red in the future, and Florida turns red from purple, the Democrats' chances with a national election are not good. They're not good at all. What does that have to do with the Spanish language comment? You hear the congresswoman, oh, Spanish language, disinformation. Well, I live in Florida. There is a new conservative Spanish language station down here in Florida. It's attracting quite a following. A lot of the Venezuelan, Cuban, and Puerto Rican community, largely up north in Orlando, Cubans and Venezuelans in South Florida, are flipping over to the Republican side en masse. Florida is turning a red and very fast. So you watch the disinformation board, you will see that Spanish language conservative station will become a target of them, stat. Second, the fact checkers are already getting calls or winks and nods from the Biden administration. They will be all over this story, just like they were over the crack pipe story, because the administration is not dumb. Okay? They know what they're doing is probably unconstitutional, is unquestionably totalitarian. But they need it to even have a chance in 2022 of it not being an electoral bloodbath. They have to censor. So they need to use government to do it. Second, or third, I should say, after the Hispanic language station thing. I threw that in there. It's not even in my notes here to talk about. I picked it up as he was talking about it. Call your congressman today, not tomorrow, today. Send an email. Call your congressman today. I need it. I ask you with humility and respect. I don't ask this often. Please call today and demand an immediate vote to defund this thing. You will not, a single government dollar will be spent on an unconstitutional totalitarian ministry of truth today, not tomorrow. You can't wait. Call, email. Not a single federal dollar should be used to finance this disaster. Fourth, it's likely unconstitutional. I expect a lot of free speech groups will be suing over this immediately. Everyone sues. Everyone, the left loves to make the process punishment. The right, you better follow suit. We have a court system for a reason. There is zero chance this is constitutional. Zero. Zero. Fifth, you think that's an accident? Elon Musk all of a sudden comes out, buys Twitter, a DSA passes, Digital Services Act, and all of a sudden they want to do the same kind of thing here. Remember the audio we played from Obama the other day? Hey, although we can't do the same exact thing here, maybe we should use it as, what do you say, a point of reference? Remember that? Folks, are we not? Again, you're never wasting your time here. What did we tell you? You see how Obama, the Democrat Party, the fact checkers, and everyone wink and nod to each other? Hey, Obama, go oil the slippery slope for the media so when this hits, it doesn't hit with a thud, that we're going to kind of emulate the DSA over in Europe in our own way here with our own Ministry of Truth. It is a coordinated war on free speech. Folks, really, if we don't fight here and draw the line on this thing, forget it. Forget it. Really, forget it. The country's finished. If we are going to allow in a constitutional republic that literally has written into its constitution a God-given right to free speech, a disinformation board to combat people's right to free speech, forget it. Take the constitution, wipe your rump with it, and throw it in the garbage because it's freaking worthless at that point. This is a disgusting, grotesque story where now, if they don't get involved in media, if your congressman does not take a stand on this today, find a primary opponent to vote for immediately. Don't even pass go. We will talk about whatever we want, despite the new star chamber commissar out there.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.